This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The first shipment of critical medical supplies arrived in India today as the country continues to struggle with a catastrophic second wave of COVID-19 infections, a situation described as beyond heartbreaking by the head of the World Health Organization. A plane from Britain filled with 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, which collects atmospheric air and converts it into pure oxygen, landed at the airport in Delhi before dawn. Maria Van Kerkhove, COVID-19 technical lead for the World Health Organization.
The situation in India is really heartbreaking, as the Director General has said, and the exponential growth that we've seen in case numbers is really, truly astonishing. We have seen similar trajectories of increases in transmission in a number of countries. It has not been at the same scale, and it has not had the same level of impact and burden on the healthcare system that we've seen in India, but we have seen similar trajectories where the incidence was almost vertical if you looked at that epi curve.
2,600 extra WHO staff members are going to India to help support the effort to fight the disease. The Biden administration says the world needs to prepare now for the next pandemic. Sagar Magani from Associated Press.
In virtual remarks to a UN meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris says all nations have learned a harsh lesson over the past year.
That the status quo is not nearly good enough.
She's urging countries to boost science investments and access to health systems and to get in position for surging vital supplies wherever needed.
So that every country can access personal protective equipment, vaccines, and tests.
In prepared remarks to the same panel, President Biden's UN ambassador says the world barely withstood this pandemic. It must be ready for the next one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA.